Welcome back. We're on the line with Jane Cold from the Kojonup Women in Farming Group. And Jane, we're going to talk now about some of the other groups and what they've been up to recently. We're heading over to look at Dryandra Branch now, the Dryandra Women in Farming Branch. Now, they've got a couple of things going on, but a Rabobank workshop coming up next week.
Yep, Rabobank are coming out to visit Dryandra Group. They've done some benchmarking work and had their top five producers in WA, and they're going to explain what may set them apart from your business. And, you know, in doing that, you highlight areas that you can improve your own business performance. And in June, they had Ashley Wilkins and Todd Hayes from FarmWorks Narriton and Darren Ogie from Grow Agencies come out and talk to them on all things chemicals, explained why there might be differences in pricing, what active constituents mean, talking about differences between commercial names and generic names, and went through transport and the safe handling of chemicals, and probably the most important thing was where to access your material safety data sheets and how to have them somewhere safe and close at hand in the chemical shed.
Now, I'm very excited on a personal note about this one here, Jane. This is the Boyup Brook Group, and they're heading out to the small tree farm in Balingup, I understand, to have a look and a bit of a discussion about green fire breaks and fire retardant trees.
Yeah, on Friday to the 23rd, the Boyup Brook Group are heading over to Balingup. They're having a small tree farm visit, so definitely looking at the fire retardant varieties and how to incorporate them into your farm to reduce fire risk but increase your green space.
Yeah, no, it's a really, really interesting space, and they've done a lot of great work on that over the years. And then your own branch there in Kojonup, you got to go out to the sale yards a month or two back and just have a good day out there and see how that all worked.
Yeah, we were very lucky. We had Rod Bushell show us around the workings of the sale yards, and I know they've been new for a while, but some ladies haven't managed to get out there, so it was good to go out and see all the ins and outs, and especially the office side of things, where you often stand in the yards looking at the sheep but don't see the behind-the-scenes working. So a lot of ladies found that very interesting. We managed to squeeze in lunch as well, which was always helped. And then we managed to go out to the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development at Research Station in Katanning there. And we're very fortunate to have JP Collins show us around and show us all they're doing with their remote technology and farming tools. So water levels on tanks and trough remote gate systems. And I've been told that they're having a field day later in the year where everything will be showcased, so we'll probably go to that as well. But we've also got an Excel spreadsheet workshop coming up, which will be useful. You always get some new tips and tricks. Got a Xero workshop coming up for people that are interested as well. So lots happening there.
And just finally, let's have a quick look at the Lakes Women in Farming group there. Now, they have a very, very popular item on their agenda.
Yes, they're organising a trip to Perth to visit the wool stores, and then follow that up with a tour of Kings Park to their native plants. So a lot of people have shown interest, and I think they'll open it up to other branches to come and join them, which is certainly on a lot of our members' bucket list. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, that is a great thing. I know a lot of people get excited about the wool stores because, for a long time, a lot of people never really got down there. And now in the last 10 years or so, it's really picked up some interest in going down to see how it all works. So that'll be a great, great day out there for anyone who can get along. And obviously, to culminate all of that, Jane, the board has just been working on the strategic plan. We're aware that just working out where they're going and how they can meet all the different branches' needs.
Yes, so with the name change to Women in Farming to be more inclusive, that then made us look at our strategic plan and see where we can improve what we deliver to our members and make it attractive to everybody. So that's a really good exercise for any board to do. And we also have a rebranding rollout as well, hopefully ready by the annual seminar. But if not, keep an eye out in the press and on our webpage for things to come. It'll be very exciting.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And look, Jane, there was a lot to cover there this morning, but you did a great job. So thank you for running us through all of that. And we'll catch up with one of the other branches really soon. So thank you.
Thank you.